All right. When women get a mammogram, they might be offered one of two options. The traditional 2D mammogram, which takes a single straightforward image of the breast. But then there's the newer 3D mammogram, which gets pictures from many angles. So which one is more accurate? NPR's Patty Naiman reports.
When Mary Hu went to get her mammogram, she didn't even know she was getting 3D mammography. But today, she's a big advocate.
I am really a walking advertisement for early detection through this advanced technology. My treatment was as easy as it was because we caught it so early.
With 3D, radiologists were able to spot her cancer hiding in dense breast tissue, something they may not have detected with 2D mammography.
If you have to get breast cancer, you should do it the way I did it. It was small. It was an early stage.
Hu had a lumpectomy to remove the tumor, and because it was detected so early, she didn't need chemo and went straight to radiation.
The treatment was done in 3 weeks and 4 days, and I was completely done.
That was 2 years ago, and today Hu, at 58, remains cancer-free. Her radiologist, Dr. Leanne Philpotts with Yale School of Medicine, says research backs up Hu's experience. With more pictures and more angles, 3D mammograms can better detect invasive cancers.
They're less aggressive or node-negative cancers with 3D mammography compared with 2D mammography. And particularly among younger women, the 40 to 49 age group, and women with dense breast tissue.
And Philpotts says patients hardly notice the difference. Both types of mammograms can be uncomfortable.
The compression is somewhat slightly less than 2D, but in general, it still does require immobilizing the breast and compressing such that there is no motion and such that we get fine detail.
And women who have 3D mammograms are less likely to be called back for further testing, like a follow-up mammogram, ultrasound, MRI, or even biopsy. That's because doctors can see through the breast better, which is especially important when the breast tissue is dense.
By being able to look through the tissue in thin layers, we can see through and see whether it is simply tissue or is there a true lesion.
3D mammography was approved by the FDA in 2011. In the first years after approval, most radiologists used both 2D and 3D, which meant women got a double dose of radiation, which is not a good thing. But since then, software has been updated and the new machines create 2D and 3D images, so now there's only one dose of radiation. Epidemiologist Robert Smith is with the American Cancer Society.
The data for digital is looking very good. We find a slightly higher rate of cancer. It's not a trivial increase, it's an increase, and we recall fewer women.
But because the technology is relatively new, long-term studies just haven't been done. So the question now is whether 3D technology ultimately results in more lives saved.
If you find a lot of what appear to be less aggressive cancers, it's entirely possible that some of those less aggressive cancers would become more aggressive cancers as they got larger.
The National Cancer Institute has just started a large study to answer that question. Results won't be clear for a number of years. In the meantime, if you're offered and if 3D is available in your area, radiologist Leanne Philpotts suggests women choose 3D. The problem is it's not available everywhere, particularly in some rural and lower-income urban areas. Patty Naiman, NPR News.